As always, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin, from politics to policy. So tonight, we check in with our political panelists, Republican Bill McCosken and Democrat Scott Ross. And thanks very much for being here, both.
Thanks for having us.
So first off, what is your broad take on the legislature's state budget just passed and awaiting the governor's action? Is it what you expected with a $7 billion surplus?
No, I think it's a $7 billion wasted opportunity by Republicans to support things that are going to help the people of Wisconsin, men, women, children, thrive and excel. You know, we missed the opportunity to end the criminal abortion ban. We're gashing the UW system. We're not fully funding public education. And let's just talk about child care. We've got child care. There was an opportunity to provide real child care, but instead we're giving a tax break to the top 1%. 25,000 people are getting the $300 million that could have otherwise prevented 2,500 child care facilities from closing over the next couple of years. It's just shameful.
Bill, your comment?
I think your viewers should be really excited about this budget. This is the first budget in divided government. This is Tony Evers' third budget with Republicans in the majority where they have grand bargains on some key issues that voters care about. Let's go through those. Shared revenue, historic increase in funding to local government, agreement. K-12 and charter and choice schools, historic investments in both of those, so all kids benefit regardless of which choice their parents make for their education. Housing, $500 million. To increase the housing stock, not only in the urban areas, but in the rural areas as well. And that's a workforce development issue. Literacy, transportation, pay raises for state employees. All of those things they agreed on, Fred. That's the first time that's happened in the last three budgets. So I think there's a lot to be really excited about in this budget.
What do you think about what the governor might do?
Well, I actually talked to somebody high up today from over in the East Wing, and they said the chances of vetoing the entire budget are 50-50. If not, it's going to be a historic number of line item vetoes. They're going to line item as much as humanly possible, as the governor has already stated. And I think with good reason, because we've missed so many opportunities. We're handing out too much money to rich people, and we're not investing in people the way we could.
He be vetoing it over?
I think, the tax plan in particular. I mean, you just see how much money they are wasting. I mean, again, that top 1% is, is taking away $300+ billion. If you get rid of that top rate, it's $700 million that's being lost that could be invested in things like child care.
Three choices. Education. Sign it in total. He won't do that. Veto it completely. I don't think that's realistic, or partial vetoes. I think that is realistic. His staff has indicated that, he will use it as much as humanly possible. The reason he won't veto the whole bill is the agreements that I just walked through, all the funding for them is still in this bill. Yeah. So the likelihood of the governor getting a better deal the second time around is zero.
So Tommy Thompson told us that the Supreme Court decision on affirmative action in college admissions basically bolsters the Republican legislature's budget decision to eliminate UWDEI offices. But what's next in the realm of kind of abandoning diversity and inclusion initiatives in Wisconsin?
I don't think we're abandoning it, but I think maybe finally we're going to put the focus where it belongs, which is on urban schools. I mean, if you want to give African-American kids a better opportunity, you got to teach them how to read. When 20% of African-Americans can read at grade level and 80% can't, that 80% is never going to make it to college. They're more likely to end up in prison. That's got to be the focus here, is making sure that our urban schools are delivering the kind of education those kids need. And the truth is, the ones who suffered the most under the affirmative action were Asian Americans, not whites.
Scott?
I think that it's just disgraceful what the Supreme Court, and I think it's disgraceful what the Republican legislature is trying to do. Again, diversity is what makes Wisconsin, what makes the University of Wisconsin great, and stymieing that because you think it plays to your racist base is not the way we should go. And I'll just say this, $34 million cut out of UW. So a student who graduated from the University of Minnesota, it gets to walk after 4 years across the aisle. A student at the University of Wisconsin going to have to stay 5 years because they can't get what they need to graduate in 4 years as a result of these cuts.
We have these programs today, DEI, across the campuses. Yes. My son graduated from Madison in May. I was at the graduation ceremony. Fewer than 200 African Americans crossed the stage out of 8,000.
Again, that's
number.
Why we have to double down on diversity, not take it back.
And we got to focus earlier.
What the Supreme Court did was disgraceful, and this probably was the worst week for the Supreme Court other than in 1896 when they did separate but equal with Plessy versus Ferguson.
Speaking of the Supreme Court, they obviously turned back Joe Biden's action to cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt. What are the implications of this for those who hold such debt? I know this is a big issue for you, Scott.
Well, I just say this. I don't understand how providing Robin Voss with a $300,000 forgiven PPP loan, he's a multimillionaire, we forgave his loan, the entirety of it, how that helps the economy, but forgiving $10,000 for nearly a million student loan borrowers who are going to put that money back in the economy helps our economy. It just doesn't make any sense. And the people who financed the lawsuit actually got $135,000 PPP loan. It's hypocrisy across the board.
What about that comparison?
I'm the seventh of eight kids that Pat and Marie McCashin had. The notion that I would go to a Big Ten school and get a degree was unthinkable when I was a kid, yet it happened. Why? I invested in myself. I took out student loans. I paid those back. I viewed it as an investment in myself. And I shouldn't have to pay for someone else who made that same choice.
That's the argument.
Look, Bill, we spent the money. We used to invest 10 cents of every GPR dollar into higher education in the state of Wisconsin. It's now down to 2.5 cents. We have stopped financing higher education and put the burden on students. I paid student debt for 26 years. I support forgiving every penny of student loan debt and make public college and universities free.
I only have about a minute left, and I want to ask you about the Marquette Law School poll that showed that 66% of people surveyed in Wisconsin think abortion should be legal in all or most cases. How will this issue continue to inform the upcoming elections?
The Supreme Court of Wisconsin is going to have a big say in that, whether or not the 1849 law is the law of the land or something that was passed subsequent to that. So we will see. But if you look closely at those crosstabs, people don't like abortion up till the time of birth. And there are a lot of folks that don't support any abortion at any time.
Nobody's having abortions up to the point of birth. But I do agree with Bill. It's going to be a huge issue. I think it's going to reign huge in the legislative races. It's going to reign huge in congressional races. And Democrats are on the right side of history. The lesson from the poll is Republicans, if they acted a little bit more like Democrats and supported those issues, they might stop losing statewide elections.
We need to leave it there. Bill McCashin, Scott Ross. Thanks very much.
Good to be here.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the News tab.